the cold, rainy weather didn't stop hundreds from showing up to witness the return of the big boy, Engine 4014, which had just undergone a multi-year restoration process. After sitting for decades near the Pomona, California fairgrounds, it came along with the smaller engine, the Living Legend. Brent Ovard, Summit County's deputy health director, stopped by to see the trains on his way to work from his home in Hennifer.
It's a big event for Echo and a big event for everyone that's interested in trains, I think. I'm glad to be here. It's nice to see this many people in Echo.
Paul Beckman from Park City made the trek to Echo, saying he's up for doing anything unusual.
He just wanted to come see the train. It's 150 years of history.
Kim Bloss, one of the 60 or so full-time residents of Echo, is affectionately known as the mayor, but it's not an elected position. It's because of her leadership and take-charge skills. Bloss is the one who helps direct the many film location crews that visit Echo. She also opens Echo's historic church every Saturday afternoon. She was thrilled to see all of the people come to town for the trains.
Echo's just a great little place to live. It's a nice, quiet community. It's safe. We have a historical church with a museum and a historical schoolhouse and post office. But this by far has drawn more crowds than we've seen forever. It's really nice to see it.
John Bessendorfer brought his 91-year-old brother Moroni to come watch the trains, who has had a lifelong fascination with them. Moroni has lived in Charleston his entire life, except for his years at BYU. As a boy, he'd watched the trains from his house, and as a college man, he'd run down the track to watch another big engine, the 4644, pass by before climbing up Provo Canyon.
I've watched them all my life, I guess. Where I lived, I can remember getting on a train and paying a nickel to ride it 5 miles, and that's a Heber Creeper. It's gone now, but it's called the Heber Valley Railroad now, and it's been there for since 1899, and that's when all of Charleston went out to watch it. Of course, I wasn't around then, but after that, I went to school in a little schoolhouse about 2 blocks from the railroad, and I used to run over there and watch the train come up. It came up out of Provo, up to Heber City, and there were two engines that came every day, one at 10 o'clock and one at 2 o'clock. And as a little kid, I'd get a little tiny round washer, you've never seen of those, and put it on the track and watch it to see what would happen. And that train would mash it just as flat as could be and roll it out.
There were 25 of these massive big boy locomotives built exclusively for Union Pacific Railroad. The 4014 was commissioned in 1941 and retired 20 years later, having traveled more than 1 million miles. The engine is 132 feet long and weighs 500,000 pounds. The engine's almost exclusively operated between Ogden, Utah and Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don Creer of Cheyenne was one of the crew of 9 to operate the train. He said he got lucky when the bid he put in to work for the historic ride was accepted. Locomotives, he said, originally used coal for their steam engines, but not anymore.
It's used recycled engine oil, and that runs through an atomizer, and that's what fires it. And so that's what gets the boiler hot, all the water hot, from all that used oil.
The stop at Echo was short, about 15 minutes. It blew its horn as it chugged off at its next stop at the Morgan Depot before making it to its final destination in Ogden. The two locomotives will remain on display in Ogden until Sunday morning when they'll make their return trip to Cheyenne. Whistle stops are planned in Morgan at 9:05, in Echo at 9:55, and 11:05 in Evanston. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.